The David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Just 5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back, or welcome to the David Roddy Show, as you heard, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And we are going to do something completely different. We haven't done this yet. We're breaking radio barriers every single show with David. It's amazing. But first off, David Roddy, David, my friend, as always, appreciate catching up with you. We had to play some musical chairs with our scheduling this week, but we do appreciate the time and making it work Friday before this UNLV game tonight.
Yeah, glad I could be here and glad I could be on the show. It was a really busy week, so I'm just glad now it's on Friday, so hopefully everybody's listening in and is as excited as I am.
Well, and a really important game tonight for several reasons. I want to get into that discussion with you in a moment. But we have another guest. David, this is going to be your first guest on your show. So this is the first time we're doing this. Assistant coach for the Colorado State Rams, Ali Farokhmanesh, the hero himself. Coach, thanks so much for doing this, man. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, Brady, thanks for having me on. Roddy, I'll see you in an hour here, but thanks for having me on, bud.
Yeah, I'll see you soon, Coach.
I thought maybe you guys would just be like in an office together or something doing this. I don't know, but I guess not. But you guys will see each other in an hour, getting close. Big game tonight for several reasons, guys, and I want to get into that with you. Obviously, this is any game's a big game. But you look at this. This is Colorado State's third annual Bigger Than Basketball game, where CSU players will wear the names of various UC Health Cancer Warriors on their jerseys instead of their own, with many of the survivors and representatives in attendance or represented at the game. First off, David, what does this mean to you to be able to do this? Because I was watching a video put out by you guys earlier today where you're reading through some of the notes and the thank you notes, and it was just really inspiring stuff.
This is definitely one of my favorite things that we do here at CSU. I think it's actually the top priority, really. It's my third year doing it, and every year it's just a consistent reminder of a different perspective of a great gratitude of just health in general. And just meeting so many warriors and survivors, of cancer and many different types of cancer is just an amazing experience. So, we always play our hearts out, and hopefully I can, play my heart out and get the win for them tonight.
Coach Ali, what are your thoughts on this game? Again, I know this means so much to all of you guys, and there's so many people talking about this game and how much it means to them. I was talking to Steve Ivey last night, and he's a diehard CSU basketball fan. So for him to get this honor, I know it's like the Super Bowl for him. So, Coach, what does this game mean to you?
Yeah, it's really special for the community, for the whole battle versus cancer. I think it's a great representation for all these people to come out and show support and kind of get away from it. I think everyone's going to get emotional tonight too. I think that's the hardest part for us as a staff and for our guys too, is to not get emotional. I mean, Roddy knows this. I'm a crier. So it's going to be hard. You'll see some teary eyes out there tonight. But that's what this is about. And I think it's a special event. It's bigger than basketball. There's a basketball game, but what we always talk about in this game too is you're representing something bigger than yourself tonight, and you'll see it. Like, these guys play with a different kind of chip on their shoulder during this game just because of who they're representing on the back of their jersey.
And again, I just think it's so unique, and it's so, to me, it's almost necessary. I love it. The respect that you're showing for these folks, for these individuals that are going through, obviously, things that I'll never know, some of the toughest stuff that you could possibly experience. And I love it at Moby Arena because it does feel like this gigantic family all comes together to really say, hey, you know what? We've got your back, to all of these various UC Health cancer warriors.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's what's special about it. It creates a different atmosphere, and you can see it on those people's faces out there. You can see it on the crowd, and you can see it on the staff and the players. It's a different kind of emotion, and our guys do a great job with it too. I thought David can speak on that, but they got to get handwritten notes from each individual that they were representing too, and the effect that had on them, and that they'll have a chance to write letters back to those people after the games once they give them the jerseys as well.
Yeah, David, go ahead and talk to us a little bit about that, reading some of those notes and going through that.
Yeah, I think it was an awesome experience. You know, sadly, you know, because of COVID and everything and the times that we're in, we couldn't meet face to face like we did, you know, my first year here. But, you know, they were super personalized and it was just a really genuine thank you, you know, to, you know, for UC Health and ourselves for representing them during the game. You know, people think that I feel like the players don't understand, again, the magnitude of what's happening. You know, I try to wrap my mind around it. It means a lot to us, but I guarantee you it means the world to them. So for them to be recognized is just, again, a huge honor and a privilege, you know, to be here at CSU for, again, UC Health for allowing us to do this. I mean, again, it's just an amazing experience.
Well, very well said by both of you guys. I know you're looking forward to this one for so many reasons, going up against UNLV tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off. Guys, I wanted to get you on both. Of course, we've had Coach on before, Coach Ali Farokhmanesh, and a great time with you last time, Coach, and I wanted to get you both on. I thought, man, this could be fun. You guys, I don't know, David, you were going to interview Coach, and then when I let Coach know that you were going to be throwing some questions at him, he said, I've got some questions for David too. So I'm really excited to see kind of how this goes here. So David, you want to start this off? You're going to conduct your interview here on your show, man.
Got it. Okay. All right. Ali. Yeah. So just talk about your, you know, your upbringing. You know, you're from many, many different states, you know, Washington area, Iowa area. You know, so just bring me through, you know, your upbringing as well as I know, you know, your mom was a volleyball coach. So just talk me through that.
And Brady, you got him trained, doing background research and everything.
You're doing great. I'm just gonna sit back. I'm just gonna take a little break here. You guys go at it.
No, I mean, I think that's the best part about being in this coaching business too. Is I've kind of lived it through my parents. They were coaches at Weber State, Washington State, Iowa, and then actually, ironically, UNLV. So I've been kind of everywhere and learn from all those different experiences from university fields too, and what it's like to live in a college town and what it's like to be at a university where you're representing more than just the Colorado State community, but you're representing Fort Collins and Northern Colorado. And then when you get to a certain level, like when I was at Northern Iowa, eventually you represent the whole state, and then it becomes a collective thing. And I think that's what's kind of special with what's happening here right now, as you see. I don't know if CU fans are really rooting for us or not, but you feel a little bit more sense of pride in the state of Colorado for Colorado State University with what we're doing right now. And when you go out to King Supers and you're going out in town, I mean, every time somebody's coming up and talking to you, talking about the game, talking about what's next for us. And, I think that's what's fun about this, and kind of my upbringing got me used to that and got me used to an understanding of how that impacts more than just your team and the area you're from, but it can change a whole community in a sense of pride that comes along with that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, fast forward and talking about, you know, the community and everything, you know, you won an SD for, you know, hitting a terrible shot against Kansas. I don't know what you were thinking. It went in. You know, you shared that story with me saying, you know, you missed the last five shots and then you took that one at the end of the game. Just bring us through that as well as, again, the aftermath of, you know, going back to, you know, Cedar Falls and just getting that warm welcome and that huge welcome from, you know, the Panther fans.
Brady, is he questioning my shot selection right now? Does he know who's coaching us though?
Oh, I love this. We might be getting in trouble for some of this, but this is great, man. This is great stuff.
Hey, all those play calls on the board, they ain't going to him tonight.
No,
that's a great question, though, and I think exactly what David said, though, when we were recruiting him and whatnot, and even now, like, I think it was – well, he remembers this. So before the Creighton game, I don't know, what were you, like 1 for 8 from 3, 2 for 7, something like that? Like, you'd made some. Like, it wasn't like you were shooting poorly. And he came up to me before the Creighton game down the Virgin Islands, and he's like, why am I not shooting well? Why am I not making shots? And I kind of just told him to relax and shoot. And eventually the numbers will even itself out. He'd done it all fall. He'd done it up to that point. Like, the numbers were going to even out. And if everyone remembers right, he went 7-for-10 that game.
Mm.
And I kind of told him that story again just to remind him, like, it doesn't matter what you've done up to that point. Every shot's his own individual shot, and that's how you have to approach it. And I went 0-for-7 up until that point, and then that last shot that I shot, I made it. I didn't hesitate once, and that was kind of what I was telling him going to that Creighton game. You just can't hesitate. It doesn't matter how many shots you've missed before. You've already put in the work. You've already put in the time. You've proven it in practice every single day. Now you just need to let yourself play. And I think he remembers that, and then the rest is history. And my man's shooting 44% this year, and that's a testament to him putting in the work and putting in the time, and also believing in himself at some point, because we know in sports basketball is such a skilled sport, but a lot of this comes down to your mentality and your confidence, and it's crazy what a little confidence can do for you.
Yeah, and Ollie has been a great mentor in that way of you know, understanding what I need to improve on, you know, again, and for me, letting my guard down and just say, hey, I definitely need some help, both, you know, with my form as well as my mental confidence. So, yeah, that Creighton game definitely gave me the confidence, you know, to shoot the way I'm shooting now and understanding, you know, I put a lot of work in to do it. So, you know, yeah, I just appreciate him for that.
And David, let me jump in. How important is that for you, David, to have a coach like that, that, you know, okay, legendary shots. I was sharing the Sports Illustrated cover, but to be able to have a guy like that come to you and say, hey man, you got to stay confident. You just got to keep going. You got to relax. I mean, how important is that for you to hear from a guy that, you know, has done it on the highest level?
Yeah. You know, it means a lot. You know, just, again, he was, you know, my main trainer here and development guy here. So, you know, he just always keeps reminding me about all the 6 a.m. workouts that I woke up to and you know, just dragged myself to get better and how many shots I get up with him and correcting my form and just seeing my progress. You know, in basketball, you know, we focus on just what happened that last play and not really understanding the months and basically years of our life that we work on this game. So, he always does a great job of just reminding me how hard I've worked to get here, and that should just give me all the confidence in the world, and it definitely does.
I love it. You guys, you obviously have a great rapport. There's no question about it. David, how about you? Got some more questions, man? I keep interrupting.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
No worries. just through your coaching career, what was the biggest thing that you had to, one, work on, and what is the biggest thing that you currently have to work on now?
Dealing with some tough players right now to deal with, but besides that, obviously, I think the hardest thing from going from being a player to the coaching side is just getting out of being in the player mode. And I get what I mean by that, and I think that's a lot of guys go through this, especially the guys that are former players, is kind of understanding that you have to find that fine line between being one of the guys, but also being one of, like, you're on the coaching staff still. And I think that's the hard line to cross every once in a while. It's a fine line, but you have to take more of a mentorship role as opposed to just being, you're not one of the guys now, and you don't want to be. And that's a separate thing. And that's hard to get over because you're just so used to it, and you're used to that camaraderie of being one of the guys and being a teammate. And you take a different position, but once you kind of get used to that, you learn that it's just as rewarding. It's a different standpoint, but it's just as rewarding. And I think now the biggest thing for me is just continuing to get better and finding time, and with 4 kids and everything else going on, it's to not rest on your laurels of what you've done now. And it's the same thing as a player before, and it's that same mentality. I'm just using it differently in terms of learning how to help our guys get better in different areas, watching other schools that do it the right way, or watching, learning leadership stuff, learning about breathing. Like Roddy sent me a breathing video probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. And it's just constantly trying to figure out how I can get better myself to help these guys get better. Because at the end of the day, if I'm not trying to get myself better, well, I'm doing a disservice to them, and I can't help them get better either.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing. I think as well as a player, learning to better myself as a human being first, is definitely helping me become a better basketball player. You know, again, understanding what frustrates me, what gets me going, what gets me, you know, sad during the day, and just finding a schedule and rhythm within my own life definitely helps me with athletics. And again, sharing with you, you know, those breathing videos, meditation, as well as, you know, going through conflict in my own personal life. Like, there's so much that goes on beyond just being a student athlete. You're still a human being as well. So, yeah, I mean, and Ollie's been a great, you know, mentor for me in every single way. In that fashion.
Can you guys add me to the group text here so I can get some of those videos? I'm going to need some of that as well.
Well, we'll start a group chat, Ray. We'll get you in there.
I feel left out, man. I'm like, you guys got all these inside jokes, and I'd love to be a part of one someday, so we'll make that happen. Dave, what else you got? You got any left? Because I know we got to get to Coach Farokmanesh, too. He's got to ask a couple of questions.
Yeah, gotcha. The last question is, what advice, you know, for the listeners do you have out there for, you know, an aspiring college athlete, you know, someone who just wants to get better in their game, as well as maybe even give some of the mental approaches that you give us, you know, during workouts and during our development stages. What do you have in mind for those young guys?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I think the first thing is learn how to play hard, learn how to compete, and then find your own love for the game. I think that's the biggest thing. Like, there's a lot of skilled players, a lot of good basketball players, but I think David knows this, and I kind of mess with Isaiah about this because I'll tell him the team plays really hard. He's like, well, doesn't everybody play hard? And they don't. And I think that's the biggest thing is you have to learn how to play hard. You have to learn how to compete, and then you have to love the game. And you try to trick it up to be something more than that sometimes, but that's the first prerequisite to doing anything. Those three things. If you don't have those three things, you don't have a chance to be consistently successful. And that's where I'm lucky, and I think David can talk about this too, is what this team is and what this culture has been created here now is we don't have very many guys that don't fit all three of those categories. Now, you don't come in necessarily with all three of those categories at the highest level that we're at, but I think you develop that. And you look at our team now, like it used to – it was David and Isaiah that were coming for 6 a.m. Nobody else was showing up for those. And then it started. Now it's everybody. We've just created this culture of this love to get better, this love for competing. If you come to a practice, I was watching a film the other day, and our guys play hard every possession. And that's why we've been successful, and that's why hopefully we continue to be successful. But those three things, learn how to compete, find a love for the game, and learn how to play hard. Those three things are the biggest things to me.
Yeah. David, absolutely love that response. To just hearing you guys go back and forth and talk about the relationship between coach and player, I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, David's been talking about you so much, Coach. I was like, let's get him on. All mostly good, too. Mostly good. So I said, let's get him on here and talk, and I thought this would be a lot of fun. Ali, do you have anything for David to throw out there?
Yeah, what's your favorite college in Iowa, David?
Favorite college in Iowa, man, that's a tough one. It's really a tough one.
Should be an easy one.
No, you know I love the Cyclones. You know, Coach Gerald, he was my favorite assistant when he was here. So, man, no, but in all seriousness, no. You know, I have a great relationship with Coach Jacobson over there and all the guys. They recruited me pretty close, and I didn't even know Ali was on the team until I went to a visit there in Cedar Falls. So it was in the basketball realm, it's a very, very small and connected world.
That's good. Is there laps coming for Roddy at some point? I'm hearing some laps. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to play tonight, but we got two more days of practice for a while.
You got anything else, Coach?
No, I think, David, I think this is awesome that you're doing this. I think this is awesome, Brady, that you've collaborated with David, too. But and all this NIL stuff, I think it's been great for guys. I wish I would have had that opportunity. But I think people need to understand, too, how special it is that, you know, the NIL is great. It can be another distraction for kids, too. But
sure. You
talk about for David, like, he's doing a lot of NIL stuff. But then also, like, he's a great student. He's a great person. Like, he still spends time with his teammates. He still has a social life. And then he's also still, like, the dude, he has never missed a single workout for any of that stuff. And I think that's what makes him special. He still has his priorities. He still is doing all those things at a high, high, high level. And I don't think you wouldn't want anybody else representing your community, Fort Collins, and Colorado State.
Yeah, well, very well said, Coach. I mean, again, it was a no-brainer for us, you know, getting a chance to follow David over the years. And then when this kind of happens, I mean, hey, let's make it work, but within your time frame, within your schedule. And David's been sensational. Okay, Coach, we're going to let you go. We're going to finish up with David with one more segment. I know you got to rock and roll. You got a game tonight. We'll be rooting. I don't know if you guys remember that, but you do have a game tonight. I'll be rooting for you guys. It's going to be another big night for Colorado State. You guys have been an absolute joy to watch. And just keep up the great work, okay, Coach?
Yeah, appreciate it, Brady. Thanks, David. See you soon.
All right.
I'll see you.
There's Coach Ali Farouk Banesh. David, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll finish up on the other side because we're going to let you go a little bit early today because of that UNLV game coming up. So we'll take a short break. It's the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And there it is, man. David, well done, my friend. Perfect interview of assistant Rams coach Ali Farouk Banesh. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, guy, with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. David, my man, that was well done, my friend. Great questions for Coach. How did it feel? What did you think? Your first? I'm guessing that's your first radio interview. Is that right? As far as conducting it?
Yeah, that's correct. Man, I loved it. It was kind of nerve-wracking a little bit. I was a little nervous, but I got the questions down and I executed it pretty well.
It was awesome, man. Great job by you. I was going to skip getting to know David this week because we kind of did a mix of that with you and Coach, but we're getting questions coming in. This one's funny. I don't know if this will put you on the spot. This is from Holyoke, one of our texters in Holyoke. If Coach Medved was a Crazy Carl's Pizza, what toppings would he consist of and why? Oh. That's tough.
Uh-oh. That's so creative. Man.
That's good, huh?
Coach, okay, Coach loves making steaks, okay? So every time we go over to his house, he always makes steaks and everything. He has, like, his own custom grill it's electronic / not. Like, it's basically like a NASA spaceship, but it's a grill. So it has to have some steak bites on it. I don't know how, but it needs steak bites on it. And just pepperoni. I would say steak and pepperoni for sure.
Hey, that's perfect, man. That's the way to answer that. That's a tough question. These guys are firing off some interesting ones lately. This one from Atlas Shrugged. Okay. Forget to know David Roddy. What would you define as a successful season this year?
Oh, that's a great one. First and foremost, it would definitely be a Mountain West Championship, whether that's regular season or tournament. I feel like that would be a successful season as well as an NCAA berth. I think that's our goal. You know, no matter what happens this season, it is to get to the big dance. I feel like, you know, the team has worked really hard to get there, and you know, we're about halfway through conference. So, you know, there's a lot more battles coming along, but we just have to take it day at a time, and you know, that's definitely in the forefront of our minds.
You keep finding ways to get the job done in so many different ways, David. I mean, that Nevada game, all of your games, they just seem to take a life of their own. And that Nevada game was crazy. I know Coach Medved in the second half was like, that's as rewarding as a win as you're going to see, because you guys were struggling in that first half. And then as Coach Ali Farouk Banesh was kind of saying, hey, relax, come back at it. And boom, you guys outscore Nevada 50-32. I just love the resiliency of this team. No matter what happens, you guys just... You never hang your head. It's just not possible to see this program do it.
Yeah, it's awesome. And that just comes with really a lot of experience and you know, the right people in the locker room. People don't get too down on themselves. They want to do great all the time. And you know, we have the right coaching staff to help us lead us to a victory. So, you know, it's just a culmination of everything that we've worked for.
Can you kind of give us the radio version, you don't want to give too much away, but the UNLV scouting report perhaps for tonight?
Yeah. So, UNLV is a really dynamic team. You know, they're very fast. They're very athletic. They love to get out and transition. I think they're one of the fastest paced teams that we've played this year. So You know, they have a really skilled guard in Bryce Hamilton. You know, he's, you know, the league's best scorer, really. You know, he's super talented lefty. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge, you know, trying to contain him. You know, they have a lot of size and length inside as well. So, you know, their offense is really dynamic as well. A lot of ball screens, similar to Nevada. And so, yeah, we're just going to have to really lock in on defense you know, run our offensive sets with a lot of pace and a lot of care for the ball.
Yeah, this is an interesting team that maybe they haven't really seemed to put it all together just yet. But you're right, they have some athletes that if you're not careful, they can jump up and bite you. They've had some competitive games against decent teams. You know, again, they were close against Air Force a couple of nights, or I guess that was last week. Beat San Jose State, so they're capable of getting you if you're not fully ready. Like you said, some pretty good athletes.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. Even look back to my freshman year, you know, we had the orange out against them and you know, beat them handily. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, we go to Thomas and Mack and they beat us by 30. So, you know, it's a team that can get rolling, you know, at a split second. And once they get rolling, they're really hard to stop. So, you know, hopefully we can do, you know, the best we can tonight and just have a really fun game and a fun atmosphere.
Yeah, fun atmosphere, as you said, David. As we talked about earlier, CSU set to host UNLV tonight for the third annual Bigger Than Basketball game. It's where CSU players will wear the names of various UC Health Cancer Warriors on their jerseys instead of their own, with many of the survivors and representatives in attendance or represented at the game. David, you did great, as always, my friend. We'll shorten this one up for you since you got the big one tonight. We're looking forward to yet another opportunity to see Colorado State play. I'm not even going to mention next week. We'll go there next week because I know tonight is the focus, and then we'll bust into a busy week next week, my man.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, David. Great job again. We're gonna package up the interview. We'll send it off to you, man. And excellent work by you and coach too. I think he did great. He handled the fire you were throwing at him.
Yeah. No, he did. He did great. He did great. I'll let him know.
All right, my man. Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Go Rams.
That's David Roddy. Presented by the David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. That was fun. We wanted to get so I have a good relationship with Coach Ali Farouk Manesh. I wanted to get him on the show, and then I thought, you know what? We moved David to Friday. Why couldn't we get Coach on with David, and they conduct kind of an interview process back and forth? But Ali's a great guy. I mean, obviously, he has the legendary game against Kansas in March Madness. He's the Jayhawk killer. That crazy shot that he took late to just go ahead and try to seal that game, and that's exactly what he did. Great people, man. I mean, there's no joke about it. This is not a cliche. Colorado State has something very unique there in Fort Collins. The players, the coaches. I mean, you heard Coach. He said, "Hey, it used to be Isaiah and David Roddy that would come in at 6 for the 6 a.m. kind of voluntary practice. Now it's the entire team." That's leadership. That's buy-in. That's all the right pieces surrounding the program. And it's the reason, right, when you look at how good they are, why this team is sitting at their best start, you know, their best start ever, 16-1 on the season, and they just keep rolling, 6-1 in the conference. UNLV tonight, Wyoming on Monday. Whew. Take care of business tonight, man. All right, 36 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, let's get into it. We got AFC Championship. We got NFC Championship. All that and more. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
It is Friday, and about an hour and a half ago, Weldworks did it again. They released another beer. They do it every single Friday with new beer releases at Weldworks Brewing in downtown Greeley. Love that place. Sounds like a pretty cool spot to go this afternoon as you're gearing up for whatever it is you're going to be planning for the weekend. I'm heading out to Friends of Baseball in the morning. It's Island Grove. JD, and I know you're heading out there as well. So it's going to be a really good time. Auction. Eric Davis is speaking. So heck of a ball player, and they'll have the auction rocking and rolling. So it's going to be fun. Pop out, grab. You can probably get tickets still to this day if you wanted to. San Francisco and the Los Angeles Rams going at it tomorrow. Sunday. We're moving to Sunday here. This is an interesting one here. Now, the Rams are 3.5-point favorites at home. San Francisco's probably going to travel well. I think they're going to have some... It seemed like last time they played there, you got a lot of that San Francisco red there in the stands. Jimmy G is so interesting. I was watching something on NFL Network when the playoffs just began, and it was, what can Jimmy G do to save his job as the starting quarterback for the Niners? And some of the NFL insiders were saying, hey, even winning the Super Bowl is not going to get there. That is crazy if you think about it. If they can beat the Rams, get to another Super Bowl with Jimmy G. Now, again, I know Garoppolo wasn't like amazing in those playoffs and that Super Bowl. But they got to it. They got to the big game. Lost to the Chiefs. Could we be seeing San Francisco and Kansas City again? I picked against the Rams last week. That defense is scary, man. They are rough and tough. Von Miller has been playing really well these last few games or these playoff games. It's kind of reminding me of what he did, you know, back when in that 2015 season. I mean, you go back to 2 weeks ago, that Monday night game. They were, even though Murray was only sacked twice, they were putting pressure on him left and right. And Von Miller has been a big reason for this team's success. I mean, he had a sack in that game. He had a couple of quarterback hurries. And then, of course, the game against the Buccaneers, he was incredible. Again, that was the game he really started to look like the Von Miller of old. He had the one sack, but then he had a quarterback hit, forced fumble, and he's been playing outstanding. Aaron Donald is a monster. I like the Rams in this one. I think the Rams take this game. I think they cover as well. Go with Los Angeles to take down San Francisco. That one I'm not as interested in, but what do you think? You like that one? The Bengals-Chiefs game, because I got people talking mad trash about how the Bengals are going to pull off the upset. The Chiefs are a seven. Okay, I thought it was 7.5. They're a 7-point favorite. That's a high spread for an AFC championship game. We've seen a lot of big spreads in these playoffs. The Bengals are interesting. Obviously, you got a guy in Burrow who's just having a phenomenal season. Quick turnaround from last year. The Bengals hadn't won a playoff game in 30 years, and now here they are in the AFC Championship game. I'm going to ride this. The Chiefs game was the only one I got right last week. So, I'm sorry, Dixon. He's worried I'm jinxing this team. I think the Chiefs offense is that good. I'll be curious to see if the Chiefs' defense can get after Burrow. Not as good as the Titans' defense, especially getting after the quarterback. But they've gotten better, been kind of spotty as of late. But the Chiefs' defense did get better from the first part of the season. Obviously, last week, all the defenses just went to sleep. Nobody wanted to play football anymore in that Bills-Chiefs game to finish it out. But I like the Chiefs. I think that offense is just rock and roll. And seven, I mean, it's a touchdown. It's not like it's a blowout. I do see the Chiefs winning this game, covering the spread, and it's going to be the Rams and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. So there you go. I know. I struggled last week. The week before that, I wasn't bad. I think I went 500, but I went 1-3 over the weekend. So you got to get better than that. 47 minutes after the hour, shout out to Marinda Simpson. We were talking a lot about Colorado State earlier. She's a lifetime member of the Colorado State Alumni Association. She's active in the CSU Ram Club, so she's local. She also services Greeley, Windsor, Loveland, Fort Collins. That's her area. Homeowners insurance, auto insurance, renters insurance, life and business insurance in northern Colorado. Call Marinda Simpson, State Farm, at 970-223-7800. 48 minutes after the hour, we'll get to what's on the tube tonight, what's on tonight. On the other side, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Rourke from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Just a couple of minutes left here on the show, man. It's been fun. A lot of fun. Thanks to Bodie Hume for popping in here, man. A lot of respect for that kid for coming in, talking to us after a rough loss to Weber State, a tale of two halves, as we've been saying. We'll see if they bounce back tomorrow. I think they will. And David Roddy with CSU, assistant coach Ali Farokmanesh coming in to talk to us as well. That was fun. If you missed any portion of that, Jay Dean will have the podcast up and running, available at thewholeshow.com or 1310kfka.com very soon. Make sure you follow us on our social media feeds at Whole Show, or just search us on Facebook as well, and you'll be able to find us there. I want to thank Rev Chiropractic. I went in there yesterday, and they took care of me yet again. I was telling Dr. Haley Harada, I said, man, I got no pain anymore. There's no pain, and it's great. And I am encouraged to keep going back, because there are days where it's like, okay, yikes, I slept wrong, whatever. But it's keeping me upright. I feel like I'm standing taller than I have been in quite some time. That's Rev Chiropractic off of Highway 34 and 35th Avenue. What's on tonight? A couple of interesting things. 4 o'clock, Wyoming and Air Force going at it. Interesting in the Mountain West play there. As we talked about earlier, CSU will play host to UNLV at 7 o'clock. That game's going to be on FS1 if you're not going to the game tonight. The Denver Nuggets are at New Orleans tonight. That's a 6 o'clock game. And the Colorado Avalanche will be playing at Chicago against the Blackhawks. That's on ESPN+. So a lot of local action for you tonight. Saturday is going to be a busy day, too. UNC plays host to Idaho State. Then later on, you got CU taking on Washington State. So there's a lot happening, a lot of great local stuff. Go enjoy it. Have fun. Be safe this weekend. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.